Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're a chatty group here this morning at Peace. It's good. I like to see the smiles and lots of families together. It's a big weekend here in Philomath with the frolic and rodeo. Hope you all had a great time at the rodeo. See, I used y'all already. Going to do a little cowboy church this morning at Peace. My parents are here this morning, and let's start off with this question. Do you have that one relative in your family that you're embarrassed of them and you don't want to introduce them to anyone else? Now, Mom and Dad, I'm not thinking about you. I'm thinking of Uncle David. Yeah? Does that fit a little bit? Hopefully this isn't recorded yet. The Bible has these odd characters too that you're wondering, how are they going to come across? They're really strange and bizarre. And we're going to see one of those here this morning with John the Baptist, right? He's very strange. He wears clothing that has camel hair. He eats locusts and wild honey. And he's kind of odd. He hangs out in the boonies. But we're going to find out that he's an excellent follower of Jesus, and he's the kind of person that we want to be. The same with Amos. We're going to see in the Old Testament text, too. He's a shepherd that hangs out with animals all the time, and he grows figs. It's kind of odd, but he has a beautiful picture of who God is and how we are to follow him in the lives that we live. So we're going to see some of those odd relatives in the Bible here this morning with our readings, but they're going to inspire us as well. A couple announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. First off, there was an email that went out to the congregation this week announcing some worship additions. That's the key word. Beginning August 12th, Peace is going to have two worship services. So there's going to be the normal time in the summer of 9:30 a.m. And then in the evening at 7 p.m., we're adding a second service. And so this is an addition. If you come for the 9:30 service, of course, church is going to be here. If you're out of town and you're coming back at, say 5 o'clock, you can come to church. You have options. We're trying to help you keep the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So it's a great opportunity. Also know that this is just a trial run. It's for 4 Sundays, August 12th up through September 2nd. And then when Rally Day starts, we're all going to come back together for one worship service as a church family. So if you have questions, come talk to me or one of the elders here at Peace about that. Just wanted to share that next Sunday, July 22nd, we're going to be outdoors. So we're going to be underneath the patio for worship at 9:30 a.m. It's kind of hot. I'm kind of wishing we would be outside today. So just think of the temperature right now, what it's like. That's what it's going to be like out on the patio. It will be covered. So that's next Sunday. And then finally, this Thursday, we have a really exciting event at Peace, Peace Under the Stars, Part 2. John Cowens, probably one of the premier astronomers. He's the NASA ambassador to the state of Oregon. He's really excited about Mars. So I don't know why, but he wants to share his excitement about Mars with all of you and the community. So that's going to be Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. I think that's all we have for announcements. That's Thursday, July 19th, Peace Under the Stars. I think that does it. It was an exciting weekend here in Philomath, the frolic and rodeo. The pageant for the Queen and Junior Queen was in our Fellowship Hall. And all I'm going to say about that, so a few of you heard me joking around a little bit, the church was filled with a lot of hairspray. If you were to light a match, the church probably, I never realized how much hairspray a lady could use. It was very thankful my wife doesn't use that much. Does anyone here I don't know who won. Does anyone know who won? Nope. All right. We'll find out later. I don't know who won. Nope. All right. Are there other announcements to share this morning with the congregation?